Cleve Heidelberg was visibly frustrated early on in Thursday's hearing. The police officers forgot to remove his shackles after he entered the courtroom. On several occasions, Heidelberg interrupted the judge and his own attorneys. But the focus of the hearing changed gears when Heidelberg told the court he wanted to take matters into his own hands and represent himself.
I'm being totally ignored here. The issues that's involved are spinning out of control, and I desire to have some input into that.
Your Honor, if I could, can we take a 5-minute break so I could talk to Mr. Heidelberg?
I don't need a break.
After a brief recess to speak with his attorneys, Heidelberg re-entered the courtroom, insisting on representing himself. His attorney, Andy Hale, got choked up and requested the judge give the matter 2 weeks.
I love Mr. Heidelberg too much to let this train crash. I need to talk to him one more time and try to explain to him where things are at and make my recommendation. I think the stakes here are too high.
Hale went on to say that his client was expressing frustration over how long the process has played out, particularly given Heidelberg's declining health. Judge Alperim ruled in favor of the request, but warned Heidelberg to be prepared to argue on his behalf at the next hearing should he choose to represent himself. Heidelberg met with his older sister and two nieces after the adjournment. They were seated in the courtroom. Bertha Mize Jackson says they told her uncle they love him, he's not alone, and that he should stick with his attorneys.
He feels that the battle has only been his, but the battle has been the family. It's a family battle. And being in the situation he's in and the life he's had to live in behind bars, I can understand he feels that way.
Heidelberg's attorneys plan to visit him at the Galesburg Correctional Center before the next hearing on October 5th. I'm Cass Harrington.